You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Extreme fatigue, blurred vision, loss of balance and muscle coordination are just three of the many known and unknown symptoms of multiple sclerosis, or MS. Every working day, four Australians are diagnosed with this often debilitating disease of the central nervous system. Chantelle Schneider from Multiple Sclerosis Limited, a combined entity of the ACT, New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania, who provide information, advice, services and support for people living with MS, says that the symptoms of MS are so varied and individual, treating it is a difficult and involved process.
MS attacks the central nervous system, so that's the brain, spinal cord and optic nerve. The systems affect everyone differently. So some of our common symptoms that we see are things like fatigue, pain, bladder, bowel issues, problems with vision and changes in emotion. Treating and managing symptoms comes down to knowing all the options because of the reason that they're all affect people very differently. So there are a wide range of treatments and strategies and lifestyle choices that can really help.
It is estimated that every year the number of people diagnosed increases by 4% worldwide. Currently, the total number of Australians living with MS is over 25,000. Globally, the numbers go up to 2.5 million sufferers. But these numbers can only be estimated. Symptoms vary person to person, and often main indicators of the disease are invisible to doctors for years. Misdiagnosis or simply no diagnosis is all too common. No two cases of MS are identical, and researchers and doctors still haven't been able to find a cure.
So, yeah, there isn't any cure for MS at this stage. So MS Limited help people to look at their symptoms and how they might be able to live more comfortably. So, lifestyle choices, things that you might eat or exercise or various different things can help people depending on what their issues are.
Multiple sclerosis is a disease that affects young people. Most common age of diagnosis is between 20 and 40 years of age, though there have been cases with children as young as 10 being diagnosed. It is a disease that also predominantly affects women. Three out of four Australians living with MS are women. In its later stages, sufferers can experience a total loss of control. Unpredictable fatigue or out of proportion for the activity is the most troubling symptom of MS. It means that the simplest of daily activities we often take for granted become obstacles. Loss of balance, clumsiness and weakness of the muscles affects the legs and walking becomes difficult. Without standardised treatment options, medication or a cure, managing symptoms relies heavily on the assistance and support of those around them. Resources that are crucial to MS sufferers range from referral, advice and education, to employment support and management programs. In order to continue the work they do, they've enlisted the help of Aussie cyclists Ready for Adventure. The annual MS Sydney to Gong Ride is a charity bike ride where participants choose to cycle 82 or 58 kilometres from the heart of Sydney to the sandy beaches of Wollongong. This year, on Sunday the 4th of November, as they battle the ups and downs of the Royal National Park south of Sydney, cyclists will be raising money for support and services to help those suffering from multiple sclerosis. This year, and for the fifth year in a row, a group of Serbs are looking to shake things up on the track, riding as part of the Serbian Festival Sydney team. Alan Martic, a young Sydney sider, is up for the challenge. With a background in football and cycling, he's joining the Serbian team for the first time this year.
I wanted to do this event because my previous boss, my previous employer, where I worked in St. Leonard, his brother was a cyclist, he's a cyclist, and he talked to me about this event, and I was really interested. Like, it's mainly because of the scenic part of it, because I love the outdoors, and you mix that with cycling, and it's the reason why I decided to cycle back from work instead of catch the train, because, wouldn't you want to avoid like a smelly train ride home and just go for a quick bike ride? Well, not a quick one, but still.
82 kilometres is, for many, definitely not a quick bike ride. With many of his friends not up to the task, Alan came across the Serbian Festival Sydney team and found the perfect opportunity to turn the bike ride into a bit of fun.
they told me that they were doing the event. I was like, oh, wow, you know, that's amazing. I've wanted to do this event for the longest time, but I didn't find any suitable friends that wanted to do it, essentially, because, not many of my friends were into cycling. They were mostly football players and in the professional sector as well.
And true to their Balkan roots, the Serbs aren't there for the exercise. Alan says he's heard that there are more than a few beer stops along the way.
Well, to be honest, more of a social event, this one. Like, we're just there to hang out and have a few beer stops along the way. So I think that's probably what I'm looking forward to the most, just the cycling with friends and then with the social aspect.
So far, the event has raised over $1 million to support people living with MS. The cost of registration for cyclists is used to cover the expenses of running the event, meaning that every extra dollar donated goes back into providing a range of services for MS sufferers. The Serbian Festival Sydney team is also certainly doing their bit, so far raising over $900 for the course. With the ride capped at 10,000 cyclists, this year's event has sold out. But there are still ways to get involved as you train up for next year. Head to the MS Sydney to Wollongong website at msgongride.com.au to find out more. And to Alan, the Serbian Festival Sydney team, and all the cyclists riding next Sunday, we wish you all the very best on behalf of the SBS Radio Serbian Language Program.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.